Good afternoon. Well, a decent recovery from the Australian share market on Tuesday. The ASX 200 up by around 21 points or a third of a percent to 6,695. So slowly closing in on July's record highs. We're only a couple of percent away now. Fifth straight day of improvements as well. And the market was down actually this morning by as much as 0.4%. So from about 11:30 a.m. onwards, we've steadily saw the market improving. The reason and the catalyst for this seemed to be the Reserve Bank board minutes, which were out just before lunch, essentially not quite as optimistic about the state of the economy as some had expected. So a little more dovish, basically highlighting that wages aren't growing very quickly, that people aren't yet getting out there and spending those recent rate cuts as well. And the RBA also said that it's ready to cut interest rates if needed. Quite vague on the timing of this, however. So we think that a rate cut is still a real possibility in November this year. It's going to make, though, this Thursday's update on jobs growth for August all the more important. If we do get a very weak read and a disappointing one at that on employment, then we could very well see this sparking the conversation and the speculation around a rate cut perhaps in October. We also had some encouraging signs on the US-China trade dispute today. Top negotiators are now expected to meet in the next week, week and a half, and some lower-level officials expected to meet this Friday. Plenty of attention on the oil price as well, which rose 14% last night. This is due to those drone attacks on Saudi Arabia on Saturday. And the focus from now is going to be how quickly the kingdom can actually return to full production. Now, energy stocks have continued to benefit on this. We've had Woodside and Santos lifting as much as 2%. They rose around 4 to 5% yesterday. Qantas bounced back today, but keep in mind, this is a company that spends about $4 billion on fuel each year, and it fell around 4% on Monday as well. The main weights on the market were in the mining sector today. Companies like BHP and Rio did quite poorly. South 32 under quite a bit of pressure. Ramsay Health Care in the health space was certainly one of the worst. It fell about 5%, and that was on news that its biggest shareholder is selling a 10% stake worth about $1.3 billion in the company. Now, tonight, you've got the two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve kicking off. The Aussie dollar is softer on those Reserve Bank board minutes at 68.3 US.